Hello, my name is Rachel Newton, and I'm a postgrad history student at the University of Reading, and I research into Nancy Astor and her achievements. I'm going to tell you about Nancy Astor's election campaign. If you look into your envelope, you'll find a copy of Nancy Astor's campaign election leaflet, used in her 1919 campaign. You would have typically seen this in the windows of her supporters throughout the city. The Astors were residents in Plymouth for many years prior to Nancy's election, purchasing 3 Elliott Terrace, a late 19th century house in Georgian style in 1908, situated on Plymouth Hoe, looking out to sea. Before 1918, Plymouth was split into two constituencies, Plymouth and Devonport, but was divided into three in 1918 to form Sutton, Drake and Devonport. Nancy's husband, Waldorf, had been the MP for Plymouth from 1910 to 1918, and he represented Plymouth Sutton from 1918 to 1919, until he was elevated to the House of Lords. Despite some humming and ahhing from the local Conservative Party, they adopted Nancy as their candidate on the 4th of November 1919. Nancy stood for election as a Unionist candidate in a by-election in Plymouth Sutton. Nancy utilised her popularity and experience within the constituency throughout her campaign, claiming she knew the real Plymouth, its children and women and its social problems better than any other candidate. Her opponents were William Thomas Gay, the Labour candidate, and Isaac Foote, the Liberal candidate. The election leaflet highlights her confidence with the constituents of Plymouth Sutton and the issues that they had, especially following the personal appeal sent to her, asking her to stand. The people of Plymouth Sutton wanted Nancy Astor to represent them, and they joined together to make history in sending the first woman to Parliament. Nancy was devoted to improving the conditions in Plymouth prior to her election, including establishing maternity centres and creches in the poorer parts of town. This charitable work would have appealed to the constituents of Plymouth, who saw improved conditions as a result of Nancy's considerable record of community and national services as an MP's wife. Millicent Fawcett, the suffrage leader, describes, before she ever had the idea of entering Parliament, she took an active interest in improving the conditions of working people. Interestingly, Nancy states that she had no personal ambition to go to Parliament, very surprising as she was about to make an enormous impact on the Men's House. However, Nancy expresses in this leaflet the special responsibility that rests upon her to support Plymouth, womankind and her husband's past work. Moreover, she stated in a campaign speech, "If you can't get a fighting man, take a fighting woman." She was prepared and ready to fight in this campaign and represented a fighting naval constituency. Nancy's campaign was lively and enthusiastic. She threw herself into public speaking and engaging with her constituents on the terms that suited them. Nancy scheduled women's meetings in Plymouth for every weekday afternoon until polling day, holding them at times that were convenient and suitable for mothers and wives. Her cheeky American manner exuded in her campaign, with charming anecdotes, or more commonly termed, asterisms, being reported in local and national newspapers. A newspaper article titled "Lady Astor Silences Hecklers" describes an interaction between Astor and the crowd. Lady Astor, at a campaign rally when interrupters got busy, exclaimed vehemently, "Don't give me any of your sass. I shall come right down there to you." And, when passing a man driving a petrol tanker, she called out, "Going to vote for me?" And then severely, "If you don't put out that cigarette, you won't vote for anybody." This type of formal interaction by a Viscountess and the courageous confidence to take on adversaries invigorated the admiration felt by constituents in Plymouth Sutton. The electorate returned Astor with a majority of over 5,000 votes. She was heading to Parliament to be the first female MP to take her seat in the House in the Commons, changing the male rhetoric in Parliament forever. Later, you will hear Bronwyn talk about the response of the suffrage movement to Nancy and how she engaged with women voters.